Good morning.
How good it is to worship together, even if that worship be online. Today, on this Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord, we're going to talk about fishing. And no, we're not coming to you from Bass Pro Shop. As we go through the service today, contemplate what fishing and church ministry have in common. And what lessons from fishing can be applied to our ministry and mission. Now, if you've never been fishing, no worries. This worship opportunity is still for you. The worship bulletin can be found, if you haven't already, on our website under the Staying Connected to God's Word link or under the media link on our website. Or if you receive our weekly emails, you can download the link in the bulletin from that email, together with the weekly news and other helpful resources to help us stay connected and do the ministry and mission here at St. Mark's. Let's now turn our attention and worship our great God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our first hymn comes to us from Christian Worship. It's entitled, O Christian's Haste. It's number 570. What a great hymn to sum up our purpose of being a mission and ministry here at St. Mark's. God bless our work done in His name. And so we worship in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed You in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve Your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by His authority, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Almighty God, You sent Your Son to proclaim Your kingdom and to teach with authority. Anoint us with the power of Your Spirit, that we too may bring good news to the afflicted, bind up the brokenhearted, and proclaim liberty to the captive. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. So we turn our attention to the word of our Lord for this Sunday. We focus first of all on 1 Kings chapter 19, where we hear about Elisha's commitment to ministry, a ministry he was called to be into. And as we hear these words again, what takeaways can we receive from fishing in related to this commitment of Elisha and the commitment we are to have to ministry. So Elijah went from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat. He was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12th pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him. Elisha then left his oxen and ran after Elijah. "Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye," he said, "and then I will come with you." "Go back," Elijah replied. "What have I done to you?" So Elisha left him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burned the plowing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his servant. The word of the Lord. We continue with Psalm 37, and you at home, you're welcome to join in singing as you are comfortable doing so. We as God's people are part of the universal priesthood, and within that universal priesthood comes the public ministry. Now, we do not call ourselves to preach to God's people. That call comes from God through God's people. And we have evidence of that here in our second lesson from Acts 13. Now in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. The two of them, sent on their way by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. John was with them as their helper. The word of the Lord. The gospel reading comes to us from the Holy Gospel of St. Mark, the first chapter, where it is pointed out that each one of us has a call to go forward with the good news of the gospel. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them. And they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ. Our hymn of the day is number 85 from Christian Worship, "O God from God, O Light from Light." God's grace is yours in great abundance, and this is possible through our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to focus in on the gospel reading for this Sunday. And so we hear once again these words from Mark chapter 1. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, you have been called by the Lord Jesus for a special purpose, called through the means of grace which the Holy Spirit uses to connect us to Jesus and to keep us connected to Him. A lesson from fishing, Pelican Lake, going for muskie, having a good day, some northern on the line as well, and then letting the guard down during that fishing day. The anchor was put down because the muskie weren't biting. And then wouldn't you know it, not long after the anchor is down, what gets on the line but a muskie? And if you know anything about muskie, they're smart. Did that muskie end up in the boat? Nope. Got so close, teased us, wrapped itself around the anchor rope, snap, gone. Fun experience. But we lost the fish. What does that have to do with why we're worshiping this morning? Well, Jesus has some lessons on fishing for us as well, but lessons on fishing with a twist. His lesson applies to each one of us, whether we like to fish or have never been fishing or despise fishing. By grace, through faith, we have been caught by Jesus. And we have been released by Jesus for a purpose, which we will focus on as we go through Mark chapter 1 under the theme, "Take up the call to fish." Fishing for souls, that is. And as we do this fishing for souls, also keep in mind what Jesus has to tell us, that we are to fish at all costs. Now, when it comes to fishing for souls, just as it comes to fishing for real, you need tools, the right equipment. And when it comes to fishing for souls, we don't use rod and reel. We could use that to make a connection with people. But the rod and reel, or the bait itself, is not going to bring people to Jesus. Rather, the tools, the equipment we need for that, God provides, and that is His law and His gospel. Take note that Jesus, as we hear the opening words of our text, has the same message that John the Baptist proclaimed. Repent. Now, 180 needs to take place in your life. Repent of what? Repent of your sins. What sin? Well, take a look at the commandments, for example, that God has given to us. That which is written on our heart as well, that natural law. We know by nature that murder is wrong. We know by nature that talking about people behind their back is wrong. Have we ever done such talk? Have we ever hated someone to the point we wish they were dead? Sins like that and so many other sins. Just the fact that we are conceived and born in sin needs to be addressed. And so repent. But the message doesn't just stop there on the need to repent. John the Baptist and Jesus emphasized, repent and believe the good news. We need to understand why we need that good news and why it is good news. If we don't hear the message of the law, if we don't realize what our sin is and what sin does in our relationship with God and why that matters, not just while we're living, but also for all eternity, then we're not going to appreciate the good news, the gospel, of why Jesus came down to earth and died the death that we should have died and lives again and will come back. We need the law so we can appreciate the gospel. But the law is not going to bring us to God. It shows us our need for God and what He has done for us through Jesus. The gospel is what brings us to God. Gives us the connection we need. And keeps us connected to Him. So when we're fishing for souls, we need both law and gospel. We need law and gospel corporately as a church in our worship, and so the confession of sins is highlighted at the beginning of our service to emphasize that we in ourselves are not worthy to be in God's presence. And while we do not openly admit what each of our sins are for that week, or that we're struggling with our life, God knows. And as from the heart we confess those sins and sincerely ask God to have mercy on us, we hear those words of absolution. Not because of how contrite we are, not because of anything we have done or could do to make up for our sins, but because of God's mercy, we are forgiven. And by Christ's authority, you and I, as God's people, have the authority and the right and the privilege to announce to our fellow believer, you are forgiven. Law and gospel are the proper tools and the only tools we need when it comes to fishing for souls and how important that work is. Now, when it comes to fishing, for example, on the ocean or the Great Lakes, how many lines do you put out? Just one? No, you put out several lines. But you use the same equipment, the concept. And so when it comes to fishing for souls, we have the tools, we have the equipment, but how we put out that equipment, that can vary. So we don't just put out one line, one avenue of ministry. We put out many avenues of ministry as we have opportunity to do so. We as a congregation of believers are always looking for more ways to get the law and the gospel out to people so that people can realize their need for the Savior and then see their Savior in Jesus Christ. Come, follow me, Jesus says, and I will make you fishers of people. I've given you the equipment. And as with the disciples who were with Jesus for 3 years learning from Jesus himself, so we too are always learning under Jesus on how to apply law and gospel, how to use it more and more, not just on ourselves, but with the people we meet. Keeping in mind the goal is people coming to Jesus. Just like with fishing, the goal is to bring fish into the boat. Now, we may release them, but the goal is still the same, to bring the fish in. And if you've been fishing, you know that it calls for patience. And sometimes when we're young, it can be a little hard to be patient because we cast the line in and we automatically expect the fish to be on the line and reel it in and there we go. Well, it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes it may take some adjustments, changing the lure, changing the bait, moving the boat a little bit further out or in with the same goal of bringing the fish in. And when it comes to ministry, again, we don't change the tools, law and gospel, but we may have to adjust here and there to accomplish the goal of bringing people to Jesus. And so that calls for patience, as we may have to be flexible. And especially during this last year, how fluid we have to be to carry out the ministry that we have here at St. Mark's. Because there are more factors involved than there were a year ago. We have to pay more attention to the weather. We have to focus on technology needs and the advances of technology and understand what is in our control and what is not in our control. And so we may have to move the boat just a little bit to accomplish the goal. So not only is it a call for patience, it also calls for persistence. Not letting the fish get the best of us, but staying on task. So take up the call to fish. It's a call that Jesus has given to us by bringing us to faith in Him. And we're fishing for souls. Never let us lose sight of who we're fishing for. These are human beings, people that Jesus died for, people who need Jesus. And so Jesus took the time to call Andrew and Peter and James and John, to take them under His wing, to train them and equip them for full-time gospel ministry. And they in turn would train and equip others for sharing the gospel. And some of them that they would train would also join them in the full-time ministry. And just as we can learn some lessons from fishing, so ultimately we learn lessons from Jesus when it comes to fishing for souls. He was patient. And He was persistent. And people scoffed at His techniques. But His goal was always the same. And He stayed on track. You and I, as a congregation, we cannot be taken off track when it comes to the tools themselves. People may not appreciate or understand the use of the law. They may not appreciate the gospel, but that should not deter us from continuing to use law and gospel, because that is the way that people connect and stay connected to Jesus. Those are the tools that God has given to us to take up the call to fish. To fish for souls. Realizing that such fishing is to be at all costs. For the disciples who were in our text, the ones who were called by Jesus for full-time ministry, it would mean leaving behind their profession. They were full-time fishermen. It meant some long nights. Meant some nights missing out on sleep. It meant that they would take some abuse and ridicule themselves. In fact, all the disciples of Jesus, except for one, died a martyr death. Following Jesus and sharing the gospel of Jesus, it comes at a cost. But again, keep in mind the goal. Following Jesus in this life is not to be just when it is convenient. Jesus didn't call Andrew and Simon and James and John to say, you know, come and follow me when you got some time. You know, when the fish aren't biting, well, then why don't you, why Why don't you come by me? No, they were to put their nets behind them, and they did. They knew of Jesus beforehand, and they took up the call, moved by the Holy Spirit to do so. So, same with us, fishing for souls, taking up the call to follow Jesus, and also then to share the good news of Jesus is not to be done just when it is convenient for us to do so. It may come at a sacrifice of less sleep. It may come at a sacrifice of putting something personal aside and applying that gift or time or talent to the sharing of the gospel, whether that be locally or for global efforts. Sharing Jesus can come at a cost. Some of you are familiar with the show Deadliest Catch. And what do those who go on the Bering Sea need to keep in mind? They need to be paying attention at all times, or else their fishing excursion will come at a great cost. There's no downtime. And just may that image impress upon us the need for us to not have downtime when it comes to following Jesus and taking up the call to go fishing. Fishing for souls. We may lose friendship as they disagree with our doctrine, which isn't our doctrine, but God's doctrine, the Bible. As long as we're standing on the Bible, we are not to take a back seat. And hopefully we can have civil discussions with our friends and how we approach our friends. We'll have to work on that too, because we are to speak the truth in love, but we need to speak the truth about sin, about lifestyles, with the goal of repentance and eternal life. Following Jesus, it cost John the Baptist. Ended up in prison for holding the line when it comes to what God has to say about marriage and sex, before marriage and outside of marriage. But he was willing to endure that for the sake of the gospel, keeping the goal in mind. And not only then did it lead to a prison sentence, it also led to his death in prison. He counted the cost. And by the work of the Holy Spirit, he was willing to take up that cost. What cost are you willing to take up when it comes to following Jesus and taking up the call to fish for souls? Are you willing to put family and friendships behind if necessary? Are you willing to take up a different job if necessary, so that you do not lose the faith by being surrounded by those who constantly are on you for your faith? Keep in mind, this life is temporary. Everything we gain in this life, apart from Jesus, is subject to decay. So what are you living for? Are you living for the temporary things of this life, or are you living for Jesus, who has given you the gift of eternal life? So keep on fishing. Taking up the call to fish for souls. Keeping in mind, it can come at costs of time and talent and even financial resources. But as we keep in mind the cost, always still keep in mind the goal: to bring fish souls into the boat and then to release them so that they can bring others into the boat with us. There are ways for us to personally do this, no matter our age. Little children, we can learn a lesson from little children when it comes to talking about Jesus. They're typically not ashamed of their faith, and so they talk up their faith with adults and fellow children. And then as they get older, unfortunately, they become more timid. Maybe they learn lessons from we adults. But the Spirit, as the Lord says, did not give us a call to timidity. But has given us a call of power. Think of the power that you have, the ability that you have been given by Jesus to give people the gift of eternal life. Not you directly, but indirectly as you share the good news of Jesus Christ, who has won the gift of eternal life. And through you, you can give that to someone else. So there are multiple ways for you personally to take up the call to fish. A note of encouragement, prayers, volunteering for activities and events at church, in the community, letting the light of Jesus shine through you, on our church body on a wider basis, getting involved in kingdom workers as they help provide support for missions in the U.S. and across the world. The ways are really endless to take up the call. And then we can do that corporately, as noted before, through our congregation mission offerings. They're not just dollars going into the plate. They're souls in mind as we put our offerings in the plate, or give online, or send to the office. That's taking up the call to fish for souls, not counting the cost, that we're going to miss this, but counting the cost of saying it's too high of a price not to do this, because souls are at stake. Encourage others to consider taking up the call to fish for souls on a full-time basis. Someone you know has the gifts, speaking abilities, personality, language skills. Encourage them to take up the pastoral ministry or the teaching ministry, to serve the church in some other way. Talk to a pastor or a teacher about that. And as we encourage people to consider full-time ministry, let us also be alert to how we talk about the ministry. If we're despairing of it, why would someone want to go into it? And it's not just the ministry, but also the church, how we talk about the church. If we're despairing of it and always looking for the worst, well, why would someone want to be a part of that? So your words and your actions, just like mine, have consequences and can impede taking up the call to fish for souls. That gives us something else to pray about and to contemplate, and to realize that while there is not just one way to fish, so there's not just one way to do gospel ministry, but the goal is the same, to bring fish, in our case, to bring souls in the boat, in the church, connected to Jesus. And there are so many different kinds of fish, just as there are so many different kinds of souls. So what lessons can you take from fishing and apply to ministry? What lessons can you take from the call to fish for souls and apply to your own life? God bless your fishing. Amen. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us confess our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we pray. Eternal God and Father, we give you thanks for the blessings we share as members of your holy church, for your gracious word and sacraments, for opportunities to worship and to grow in faith and knowledge, for occasions to serve and be served, for fellowship with believers in our congregation and in our synod. Help us to rejoice in these blessings, dear Lord, and to use them faithfully. Jesus Christ, Lord of the Church, you give grace to your people by calling us to be your witnesses in the world. Open our eyes to see the great and noble mission that lies before us. In the hurting eyes of the lonely, in the pained eyes of the sick, and in the searching eyes of the lost, help us to see your face, O Jesus, and to serve others as we would serve you. Awaken us to the opportunities you give to proclaim your message of love. Holy Spirit, giver of life, through word and sacrament, bestow on us the wisdom and power we need to witness clearly and to act boldly. Help us to speak the truth in love, to give the reason for the hope we have, and to conduct ourselves with gentleness and respect. Set our hearts on fire as we work and witness for Christ. Hear us, Lord, as we pray for a family member, an acquaintance, a neighbor, or a friend who does not believe in you or whose faith is weak or troubled. Bless the church with men and women who are willing to proclaim your word in places where we cannot go. Keep them and their loved ones in your care, and let nothing hinder their work. By the power of the gospel, restore their spirits each day, so that they do not lose heart as they serve us and others. Move us to support them with our sincere prayers and generous offerings. O Christ, our true and only light, enlighten those who sit in night, that those afar now hear your voice, and in your fold with us rejoice. Lord, give us always generous hearts to use what you have given, to spread your gospel near and far, and bring people into heaven. For those who are suffering from COVID, Lord, grant them a full recovery. Give peace to their heart, reaffirming in them that what we have through Jesus does not change, though earthly circumstances can change. Thank you for the birthdays being celebrated among us this week. Continue to fill their lives with good things in addition to the gift of faith. And thank you for blessing the marriages being celebrated in our midst. As you have forgiven us, may our husbands and wives be forgiving of one another as we strive to live our lives as reflections of you. Wherever your word is proclaimed, O Lord, grant it success. Let your kingdom come to us and others, so that we and many more might join the assembly of saints and angels to sing your praise forever. Savior of all, hear our prayer and help us in our mission. Amen. And we pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our next hymn is from the supplement, number 778, How Shall They Hear Who Have Not Heard? We pray.
Blessed Lord, you have given us your holy scriptures for our learning. May we so hear them, read, learn, and take them to heart, that being strengthened and comforted by your holy word, we may cling to the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
So there are a few announcements for our Bible study hour, which begins at 9:15 and runs approximately a half hour. We're having a special presentation, Not Without Purpose, and what that means, and how Not Without Purpose impacts how we fish here at St. Mark's. So hopefully you'll be able to tune back in at 9:15. It'll be available online afterwards, but please do take the time at some point this week to watch this presentation. And then the hard copy of this presentation, it will be delivered to you if you are not here coming live today for the second service. So if you're not going to be here for the second service, you know, coming again to worship, then you'll get that copy in the mail. We will continue our How to Interpret the Bible and Study the Bible next week, Lord willing. Sunday School for Families, that continues. If you're not receiving the materials at home, please contact the church office so how that can be done. Teens by Zoom, that'll take place tonight at 7 o'clock. If you need that link, contact Pastor Groth. 21 thank offering envelopes are in the church library. If you haven't picked up your copy, please come by the office anytime during the week. If you cannot do that, then contact the office and we'll make sure they get to you. Thank you. And as far as the food truck Friday that was scheduled for this coming Friday, we'll make a determination tomorrow is the latest on that, because the weather forecast is not good for Friday. And so the food truck said that's not favorable for them and the movie, and that's not necessarily favorable for showing a movie outdoors. So we'll keep you posted on whether that is still a go or not, the food truck Friday. Continue to look at the weekly news for other information that's taking place here at St. Mark's, which would apply to you. And
continue to encourage your fellow members and God's people. Pray for one another as we continue to fish for souls, taking up the call that Jesus has given to us. Thank you.